Your attention, please.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Is this haunted room actually stretching?
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
There's no turning back now.
Alrighty, I'm Ryan Bergara, and welcome to the saddest podcast on earth, where three grown adults commiserate over their separation anxiety from the happiest place on earth during quarantine. Each episode will work through our sorrow by breaking down Disneyland by category and then discussing our consensus top five things in that category, as well as what we believe the singular worst thing in that category is. And today's category is photo ops. Just a couple disclaimers up top here. First, we're only covering photo ops in the Disneyland Resort, so that's Disneyland proper and California Adventure. Second, we miss Disneyland, but we're not here hoping it's going to open before it's safe to do so. We made this pod as a therapeutic device to talk about Disneyland until it can safely open. And finally, this list is once again a consensus among the three of us, formed by a point system. So we each made our own top fives, and a ranking of first is worth 5 points, a ranking of second is worth 4 points, and so on and so on and so on. And then I tallied the scores to create this aggregate ranking. As such, only I know the contents of the list, and the rankings will be revealed live to the other two. Speaking of the other two, I'm joined today by Byron Marin and Amanda Pham, who are the only two people I know that have an unhealthy obsession with Disneyland like I do, and between the three of us, we've logged an alarming 2,000-plus visits to the park. All that being said, photo ops. I forget what episode this is. Is this, what, 7, 8? Who really knows?
Eight.
More than we thought we were going to make. Let's just put it that way. And the hits keep on coming, guys. So how was this for you, Amanda, photo ops?
Super simple because there's, I think, limited amounts of opportunities that are actually like nice and not full of people.
Yeah, I really did think that there wasn't going to be a lot of overlap here because this is very much like what you make of it. And technically anything in the park could be a photo op. And we didn't really put any restrictions on this one. So I was surprised that there were some consensus things here. Byron?
I don't know. They stuck out really easy to me this time.
There's a couple on here that I feel like should have made the
maybe
list.
Maybe I underthought it, but...
Well, looking at your list, I would assume you did underthink it. Not here to throw shots at you, but...
We'll see. I thought I picked some good ones.
That certainly is your opinion. Anyways, let's start here. Let's just kick it off. Let's go with number five. Number five for photo ops is our boy Mickey. That is going into Mickey's house and then taking a picture with him in his little house. Amanda, where was this on your list?
This wasn't. But I get it. But no, I don't. The journey to see Mickey kind of ruins the Mickey factor for me.
You're off to a great start, man. I didn't put this on my list.
Byron did not put this on his list.
So this is like one on your list.
No, it's not one on my list, but it's high up enough on my list that it snuck into the top five, which I'm very pleased with.
The gopher didn't like ruin this for you?
The gopher exists outside it's in the periphery of the photo. It's not actually in the experience. We're talking about maybe not even the experience of taking the photo itself. We're talking about like, which one are you framing to show grandma? And she's not going to care that there was an annoying fucking gopher ruining the experience beforehand. All she's going to see is a picture of you and the big cheese. And that's all that's what we're here for, right? Photo ops. I thought we were ranking photo ops here, no?
I would have picked Mickey on like Main Street versus Mickey.
Yeah, but then you have to wrangle him, you know?
Yeah.
He's a fast guy. He always has his little handlers with him, you know, like all pop stars. He has the plaids with him. The plaids with him, the vest people, and it's hard to kind of just tie him down. So when you have him, you know, nonstop at his house, it's literally a thing you could get in line for at all times.
I'll give it to you because they like use that like cool Mickey, you know, the one that talks.
Yeah, It's a little horrifying, and frankly, I dock points off of it because of that. But once again, it's a photo, so you know, unless it's like one of those like iPhone Live photos that are kind of creepy, you scroll through your camera roll and they move like those portraits at Hogwarts. I don't like that. But it's a good experience, and if you have a kid, like you're traveling with like a toddler or something, this is seeing Mickey in his house makes their mind melt, which then results in a fantastic photo.
Why is Mickey wearing what he's wearing? I think he's Sorcerer Mickey in his own home.
He is. That's a little strange that he dresses up as a sorcerer in his own home, but I'm not here to shame Mickey, like some people on this podcast, apparently.
I just rarely went to Toontown.
What?
I just rarely went to Toontown. So.
You just rarely? Oh, you rarely went to Toontown.
Yeah, so like Mickey's house is just not. It just wasn't really etched in my memory. It's not like an iconic thing I ever did personally.
It's quite literally across the park.
Well, yeah, I get it. Mickey, not iconic enough for Byron.
No, Mickey himself, I get that. But I honestly just keep forgetting that he's even over there in Toontown.
I don't know, man. I feel like one of the things people want to check off their box when they go to Disneyland is like, hey, I want to see Mickey. And here he is at his home waiting for you. Making it convenient, might I add. He never leaves.
Specifically the photo op is what they want to get out of it.
Specifically they want that photo because pics or it didn't happen. We all know that.
Okay.
I think it's an excellent photo op, and I share no remorse.
Well, congratulations. You solely got it on the list.
Hey, look, somebody had to do it. Somebody had to protect the sanctity of this list, and if it was going to be me, it's the mantle that I had to take up, and I did.
It's a good tip, though. You made it easy for people who are listening who've never been.
Exactly. And it's also just iconic. You know, you went to Disneyland, you saw some of the things, you saw the big cheese, the big boss. It's not like they have, like, a corpse of Walt propped up anywhere. I mean, I guess they have that statue. But I don't know. I want something with some life to it that's going to sell a memory. You're taking a picture of it. You know what the best part about this? It doesn't even have to be, like, the let's, like, pose with the character kind of thing where it's kind of awkward. It could be the moment when, like, a child walks up and sees Mickey and, like, snap, snap, you take the picture and you have this, like, moment captured in time of a child believing Mickey's a real person. That also is an excellent photo. A lot of my photos that you'll see on this list aren't exactly ones you even pose for. They're just ones that are great to capture in the moment.
Okay, so is this your favorite character meet and greet?
Absolutely. What else? What do you have? Ariel's Grotto on
okay,
there?
Okay, now I just want to confirm.
Oh, my God. All. There's so many.
Yeah, there's like...
That
there's,
could be...
Yeah, now you got to have some favorites.
Oh, yeah. I for sure have a, like, one that doesn't walk around ever anymore.
Who's that?
That one, I feel like it's Meg.
Meg?
From Hercules.
What the...
She's, like, never around anymore.
Do people scream at her, "Who are you?"
Meg is such an iconic character.
To 90s kids, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It was definitely prevalent way long ago. But you know.
If you could get any person under the age of, I don't know, 18 on speed dial right now and have them identify who Meg is, I'll give you $100.
Okay. This is going to be a great poll.
Do you ever wonder, like, what the those costume actors, like, how they feel? And like, all right, well, time to interact with this 30-year-old.
yeah. I think it's they're probably
I guess,
highly.
I
alarmed.
Guess he wants a photo.
I would assume that the people that are walking up to these characters that have no children with them, I might add, that want a photo with them, the ratio of creep to normal is probably pretty skewed towards creep, right?
Can I tell you though, in college, I think I knew quite a bit of characters because they went to Chapman.
That's true. A lot of them did go to Chapman.
So really, that interaction was. A peer-to-peer.
It was, and they had a burgeoning entertainment department at, Disneyland.
That was great, I think. But they are probably creeped out.
They probably are. They probably are.
Seems exhausting.
By the way, the best place to see characters in action, head on over to Mickey's Magical Map. We could talk about that when we talk about shows. But that show,
so good.
That show rules.
Is it still there?
It's super corny, I'll say that. No, I'm not going to sidebar here on this. I'm happy to sidebar with you guys offline about Mickey's Magical Map or on Twitter, but not now. Before we move on from this, worst character meet and greet in the park, I'm not going to say it in my dishonorable mention, but I'm going to put it here now. That Winnie the Pooh meet and greet is the most half-assed
I knew
thing on Earth.
That.
I knew it is terrible.
What about it is like?
It's just wedged in the middle of a walkway in front of Splash Mountain by the exit when people walk out smelling like poop water. And then there's like the backdrop leaves a lot to be desired, I think. And Mickey, or not Mickey, but Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, some of my favorite characters in all of Disney. And I hate to see them done like that. No respect.
Where would you put them?
I don't know. Make a little facade of a Pooh's house, like the Mr. Sanders doorway.
They should put it at the hideaway place. Like that area.
Yeah. Give them some sort of actual standing facade that you put a modicum of effort into, not just like some
shit.
Would you rather
have that than the actual ride there?
Yes.
That would be sick.
Yes, I would. In Disney World,
they actually have a walkthrough, so at the end of it, you get the character meeting.
That's sick, actually.
Well, at Disney World, they actually have like Pooh's Corner, kind of.
Disney World has tons of room, though. Their Fantasyland's ridiculous.
Oh, fuck. Get rid of fucking Pixie Hollow and put fucking Pooh in there.
Yeah, and also that meet and greet, for as shitty as it is, does take up an alarming amount of space. It's like right in the middle of a walkway. I think you could just take that footprint and literally put a tree there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A tree. We're not here to...
Dishonorable mention.
I kind of wedged a dishonorable mention into something I wedged into the list. Anyways, let's go to number four here. Number four is the Star Tours Spy. Amanda, where was this on your list?
This is pretty high. This is one. I think it was one, yeah.
It was number one, which is how it inexplicably made its way onto this list.
It was one, but only because I have, like, been trying to be that spy for, like, years. Like, I've been on it probably hundreds and hundreds of times. Never have I ever been a spy. And that's just always been my dream.
Here I thought we were respecting the integrity of this list, making top five photo ops, and Amanda's here trying to live out her fantasies.
I was so pissed. I've been to Disneyland with you, and I actually remember you getting the spy.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Oh, my God, I was so mad.
I'm not going to lie, pretty sweet.
No, that was fucking... I was so pissed. I was like, they're not going to pick Ryan Bergara. That's too obvious.
And
they did it.
She was visibly upset.
Oh.
And what I said was, hey, chill out, you're ruining my moment. I didn't say that, but I wish I did. I thought about that later as I laid in bed. No, it's actually... I will say that this is... pretty fun if it happens to you and you get this photo op. Yes, it's a great photo op, but I'm a man of the people here, and what's the odds you get this? Let's just say you came here from like across the country or the East Coast. You're happy to get on Star Tours. You've just listened to the Saddest Pod thinking, oh my God, I'm gonna be the spy and get this great photo op for my child. You get on the ride, realize it's a dart throw, essentially, for you to get this spy.
Yeah.
If it happens for you, all the better. But I'm not gonna lie, the odds that you've listened to this podcast, which is a small group, by the way, and then you then attend Star Tours for the first time and hope that you get this spy, we're shrinking closer and closer to 0% in terms of odds as I continue this list.
I want to be the 1%.
Congratulations, you have a disclaimer.
Yeah.
It's, I want to be the 1% so bad.
I mean, put that on a t-shirt right there. You should make that your Twitter bio. I want to be the 1% so bad.
And then I would make a design of like the spy photo op.
Yeah, and then
ooh,
you should,
that'd be good.
And then you should make your color scheme for your Twitter page red. I want to be the 1% so bad.
God damn it. Byron, did you have like a...
Do you have any thoughts on the spy here?
I just never thought of it as a photo op, but I guess technically it is.
It technically is, and it's a good one if you can nail it.
Yeah. No, it's a good moment. You can't really... Yeah, it's not something you could really keep with you, but just in your memory.
I've just tried to have a strategy.
And I do like how it's rare.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Like, what's the strategy? What's the move? You know?
To me, this is kind of akin to like when they have those live shows, particularly like at a place like Universal Studios, where they'll be like, hey, we need one person from the audience to come on stage. And then, of course, yes, that's a great photo op with you next to somebody in Waterworld. But once again, the odds of that, very slim, of that happening.
It's just very quick, too. It's there and it's gone.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's only like long enough to like register that it's you. It's like, oh, shit. It's
yeah. And then or like at SeaWorld back when that was a thing. When they would have people that were like, someone was picked from the audience at the dolphin show, and they'd fall into the tank, and everyone would be like, oh my God, that person's going to drown. And then they'd come back up, like riding a bottleneck. Oh, and you'd be like, wait a second, I think that's a trainer. Wow, you got me. You got me, Shamu. But same thing. Anyways,
totally.
let's move on here to number three. Number three for photo ops, we have Space Mountain. Now, Amanda, where was this on your list?
This was two. And this, this is number two, and I feel like you should give me some credit for that.
I think it's a good pick. It's
okay,
a good pick.
Thank you.
Why was this so high on your list?
It's the most like satisfying photo probably, because you're just like done with the ride and you just feel the wind in your hair and you're like, this is the most genuine reaction I can probably have.
Okay, yeah, I like that. It is satisfying. Yeah.
And it's not like bullshit like with Splash. Like you're definitely pretending at that point to like smile and shit. And then for this one, you kind of have to be. The ride makes you just feel so much purity in that photo.
That's fair. Not bullshit like Splash. Interesting, interesting. Perhaps something that will come back to haunt her. Byron, what do you have this at?
I put this at three.
Yeah.
Everyone is just so fun to look at in these photos.
Yeah, Byron and I have a great photo of us on this one.
Yes, we've definitely contributed to that, but you just can't get a boring face.
Yeah.
When you look at Space Mountain. Everyone's just so happy.
I will say that this one averages more surprised tourists than any other ride photo out there in the park, because it's kind of hard to pin down when it's going to happen. You're very disoriented.
It's never exactly planned out.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good photo, I'm not going to lie. And it also has the weird sensation of you moving backwards, which is fascinating to me. I don't know what the science of that is.
That flash kicks you in the face when you hit the brake run, and everyone just kind of like... Everyone who wasn't ready for it at all or first time on it just looks bewildered in the photo.
No, no one looks great in this photo, which is funny because rarely do you have a photo available to purchase where you look horrible.
No, you're all in it together, though.
Yeah, you're not repurposing this as a headshot. Let's just say that.
But they all look like they just finished the best ride.
Oh, for sure. It looks genuine. And also one thing I appreciate about this ride photo is it makes it very easy for you to take a picture of the screen with your phone, which does earn it points. And I like that Disney hasn't really cracked down on that. That's nice of them. Because, like, look, we just want the photo of the ride. It's going to help the park by us getting that out there on socials. If we want a high-quality picture of it, yeah, we'll buy it. Probably not going to happen unless your aunt is visiting you from Florida. But
they still get people that buy them anyway.
Exactly.
That's true.
By
the way,
them, you know, magnet it up on the kitchen.
Yeah, or
they
also offer it as a keychain. Who in their fucking right mind is purchasing an on-ride photo as a keychain? What sad life.
Trash, yeah.
Unless you be leading. And I apologize if any of you listeners have a keychain on-ride photo. I'd like to talk to you. Please tweet at me. Because I'm curious why you did that. It's an interesting purchase. I guess every time you take out your keys, you see that moment of joy. You know what? I've turned the corner. Actually, you know what? That is a good purchase. I apologize.
You have a shit day. You look down at your keychain. Oh, fuck yeah. Disneyland's cool.
I'm going to say it's not a good one because that's something you find now from the 90s or something.
It just seems it would be bulky and just unnecessary.
That's true. I do love a good magnet fridge, though. Actually, I'm going to maybe buy one of those next time I go. There appears to be a dog.
Fight.
Arm wrestling another dog somewhere out here. I don't know what's happening. But let's move to number two here. We're flying through these today. This is great. Number two is Splash Mountain. By the way, Space Mountain was not on my list. And I'll explain why.
Interesting.
Because of Splash. Amanda, where was this on your list?
It wasn't. Mm. And I stand by it.
Yeah. That is a weird mountain to die on.
Yeah. And I will say it's because...
Byron just looked at me with such hatred. It's a horrible joke. What were you going to say, Amanda, before I ruined you with peak comedy?
I don't know. I just think it's very overrated.
Overrated? You're going to have to expand upon that. You can't just throw out something like that and not expand.
No, I'll give it to you guys, though, because you guys are, one, funny.
Yeah.
Like, physically. Yeah. I'm just very much on it for the ride. And everyone else, like, puts on, like, a face right before it happens. Yeah. And it's like, I love the drop, and I just want to enjoy the drop without it distracting me.
Man.
I'm, like, there for the ride, and people are on there, I think, to pose.
So you're strictly business on rides.
Oh, I want the drop.
You can't catch Amanda smiling on any ride. It's strictly business.
Nah,
she's taking notes.
Nah. I wanna be able to like feel the drop without having to care about what I look like.
I see what you're saying. You don't want to have the photo op poisoning your experience of that drop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will admit, when I do go down this drop, I am thinking, like, what am I going to do for this photo?
Your priorities are fucked up there.
Are they?
Up there.
Well, we all know I'm a ham. Everyone knows that. That's not a secret. I imagine if you're listening to this podcast, you already know that. Byron, why so high? What was this on your list?
It was two.
It was two. Yeah. That is true.
On ride, photo op, Disney, I think, Splash Mountain. You could probably Google a bunch of winners.
Oh, absolutely.
it's the one most, like, you could easily coordinate a Splash Mountain pose amongst your peers.
Do you bring, like, a TV screen and then Ryan's, like, fucking eating popcorn?
Oh, I wish. I wish I could be eating popcorn 24/7.
Yeah.
You guys have a good photo on there.
We have a lot of good photos on this ride, particularly in the bearded Byron era. I know Byron has a beard now, but he used to have like a beard, like a burly lumberjack beard.
That was a fun summer.
And one summer when we took this photo, he legit looked like one of the country bears had stuck
like
on, too.
A pink polo shirt,
You're wearing a
too.
Pink polo.
Sunglasses.
Yeah. He looked like a little bear in a log.
The worst shape of my life.
it's a really funny photo. I just think the reason why this is so high for me, and it's number two on my list, is because I think, first off, I think it is the best on-ride photo you could get at the resort. Full stop. I believe that. And the reason why I believe that is because I think it's the funniest on-ride photo. Space Mountain has more like genuinely like surprised faces, but this one is really for all the creatives out there, where they could get creative with this photo and tell jokes through the photo. I've seen plenty of good photos online of people getting really, really entrepreneurial on this thing. I've seen a photo of people holding up a little television screen playing Smash Brothers on this. Amazing. I've seen a lot of families doing fun visual gags on this. Great for the family. Also, I think, speaking of great for the family, this ride is great for groups in terms of ride photos. Because one of the things about Space Mountain that is not the best is it's only really of maybe two people, and then you have two people that are kind of being like the back players, you know, like you can't really see them as well. Whereas this one, everybody has a moment. They're all front and center. You know, what is it, four or six people on this log?
I think it's six.
It's six, right? I don't know why I brain farted there. I believe it's six. And, you know, if you have a group of six, how often can you be like, wow, we're going to get a professionally taken photo of us having an amazing experience dropping down into a little briar patch? I think that's amazing. It's inclusive. And that makes it very high on my list.
I always love the rando, though.
There is sometimes a rando in there, and that's also fun. Sometimes when I single rider this, I enjoy being that rando because it's like a great family photo, and I'm like, I'm going to ruin this family photo now by making the most grotesque face I could possibly think of. And I'd like to think I've ruined many a family photo, and I take great pride in that. So if you have any photos of me in there, please tag me in them. There was another one where Byron, I think, did like the Ebony Ma shoot, quiet as he chokes me from behind.
Yeah.
Ebony Ma being everyone's favorite character from Avengers Endgame. He's the guy who does, he says stuff to Doctor Strange like, "Oh, your magic is novel. You must be popular at children's birthday parties."
He is creepy.
I love that guy. And he shushes Thor.
Yeah.
We're not here to talk about Avengers. But it's a great ride. It's a great on-ride photo. Superior to the other group photos as well. Radiator Springs, you look goofy as hell in that car, kind of far away. Tower of Terror, or now Guardians, too many damn people in that photo. This is the perfect kind of sweet spot because it's just, you're so often going to the park with, you know, three to four people and not just one friend. So I like that. And also the reason why this is so high on my list and why I didn't include Space Mountain, because it was going to be either or. I will admit that. I didn't want two on-ride photos in my top five because, like, when you're sharing your trip to Disneyland, you're not, like, no one's stoked to see multiple on-ride photos. They want to see stuff in the wild. It's just not, it's not exciting to look at. So you really want to narrow it down to one, and that's why Splash Mountain was the only one on my list. I know Byron had Space and Splash on his.
I really like rides.
I know.
I've only had two. I only put two rides.
Well, yours, Star Tours, that's more like, I would actually put that in the experience category because it's not really like, everyone's not getting that, which is both a blessing and a curse. Anyways, let's move on to number one. I mean, do we even need to say it? I'm pretty sure. Look, let's just say it. It's the castle. Yeah. I mean, come on. Is it an exciting or even bold or inspired choice? No, it's not. But look, you go to Disneyland. If you don't take a picture in front of that castle, it's like, did you even go?
We've been, 2,000 times maybe?
Yeah,
right?
Over 2,000 times
and
between
I think
the three of us. Yes.
Over, I would say, most 90% of my visits, even if I'm there for an hour, for some reason, I take a photo of the castle.
Yeah.
Why? It's the same castle. And yet we're still so, into it.
You know what's also really funny about the castle? You show someone a picture of you in front of the castle, 9 times out of 10, that person you're with, probably your ex.
There's truth to that.
I guarantee everyone listening to this podcast has at least one photo of them with an ex in front of this castle.
That's fair. Guilty.
It's a guaranteed.
I like during the holidays. Every time during the holidays, feel inclined to take a photo in front of it.
And they do it a little differently and a little...
And I will admit, when I am asked to take a picture in front of the castle, whether it be with a friend or a significant other, I do usually approach it with kind of like a dread, like a, ugh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this person. And then I see that photo later. I'm like, I'm happy we did that. That's a good photo of that castle.
That is the spot.
And now there's many different ways you could do the castle picture.
Right.
I have my opinion. Let's just go quickly around in a circle. Where do you take your castle picture?
I take it, I do it timing-wise probably, where it's going to be in front of it because I love being in front of the castle.
Well, yeah, I'm saying like if the conditions are right.
Right. Oh.
What's your ideal castle picture photo spot?
Oh my God. Picture photo. In the middle, like being, that's like.
Like
I know
right in
like,
front of it, like right near the drawbridge.
Yeah.
I see.
Or no. Yeah. Right when, I guess in front of the bridge.
Where all the photo pass people are parked.
Yes.
And I feel bad all the time because you have, I do ask them every now and then like, hey, can you take this picture for us? And it's like, yeah, but I got a better camera right here. And it's like, yeah, I know, but I don't want to pay for it. and that's really all there is to that. It's not part. It's not their job to hold 18,000 iPhones a day.
Dude,
just have
like,
everyone's poo matter on their fingertips.
Dude, they suck though. Those photos are terrible.
They're not great. I mean, look,
they're so shiny and like it's not. I think the iPhone's better.
No disrespect to the PhotoPass people. I know you're working hard out there, but like really, I don't know if we need that there. Because the iPhone has kind of made that not obsolete, but like definitely less desirable. I guess
you just took away someone's job.
I know. I feel bad about it too, but it's the truth. Everyone's thinking it. That like, yeah, it's. I'd rather use my iPhone here. I'm not gonna hand over 20 bones so I could get a picture
maybe
that
an
I could get.
Article that comes out tomorrow: 120 cast members laid off.
Yeah, because we all know Bob Iger listens to this podcast and makes all hiring and firing decisions based off of our pristine advice. So you know, from now on, whenever I say a critique, I'm gonna preface it with Bob, comma, because I know he's listening. Anyways,
The reality is enough people still have to get it.
That's right, true. Yeah. Enough people do. And sometimes you do want a very, very high quality photo. It's just now that iPhone cameras are so high quality, it's kind of like a redundancy. Anyways, Byron, where's your favorite castle pick spot?
Ooh. Yeah, I like front and center. And then, yeah, just basically at the top of mm-hmm. Main Street. Like where mm-hmm. you get the kind of curve up from the... like the horse path and the transports.
I see.
On the cement. Yeah.
Like first step on the cement. If you're too close to the drawbridge, it's kind of hard to get it all in there.
I agree.
That's a depth.
But
depth
I always
trick.
Feel like it's very difficult to get that spot to shoot. So I'm usually a little left or right justified.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have a couple spots. I have taken plenty of them in front of the castle, like right in front of it near the drawbridge. But like Byron said, it's hard to get all of the castle in it. So I do usually like to take it a little further down Main Street. Actually, my favorite spot, if you can nail it, which is really hard because it's like trying to, you know, land in the thimble, essentially, because these are two high traffic spots. But I like to sometimes have the partner statue in the foreground with the castle in the background and me in front of the partner statue.
Do you just hop onto the... onto the garden.
You don't have to do that, but you can get also from certain vantage points in Main Street. You can actually get that as well. A really fun spot actually to take a photo is on the Main Street train station with the castle in the background. There's like, if you go up the steps and where the waiting area is, and you just kind of lean against that banister, you get a great photo of the castle.
I have actually done that recently. It's in the past year or two. The castle's pretty far out there, but it's a great point. It's a great spot.
It's a great spot. And you also get Main Street leading down to it. Like, the sight lines are very, very nice. That's a pro tip for you guys out there. That one's on the house.
It's a nice layered shot. It's actually just a great place to, if you ever see the empty bench space up there, great place to maybe enjoy churro or popcorn or
it's a good
hot
date
chocolate.
Spot. Yeah.
It is nice.
There's like a sense, there's an odd sense of calm because even like when it's crowded sometimes, it's kind of roomy up there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
There's also a spot on the side of the castle, kind of like near where like that fantasy fair part thing is. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
A little path.
Yeah, there's a path where you could take a photo from the side, though it does make the castle look foreboding. I don't know why you would want that.
But I've heard gross water.
Yeah, I've heard people say that's a good spot. I don't know about that. But yeah, I think these are all good suggestions. You know, it's you choose which one is the one you like. There's plenty of examples to choose from online. Just choose your framing and suck it up and stand in that line and wait for it, because there's going to be a lot of tourists walking through ruining your shot.
Yeah. You know, as massive as the Disney World castle is, at least with ours, for photo ops, it's much easier to frame.
Oh, it's much easier to frame in a vertical setting.
Castle.
Yes.
Why is that? Because isn't it elevated?
Well, Disney's castle
much smaller.
Disney World's castle is just straight up bigger.
Yeah.
Even like disregarding the forced perspective that they're putting on that.
Gotcha.
Anyways, that's our number one there. Now let's move into the more interesting section, which is the honorable mentions, which is things on our list that didn't make the consensus list that we took exception to. We want them to be mentioned. Let's start with Amanda. What's your honorable mention?
Okay, I'll mention the one that didn't make the list. The World of Color fountains. The
now,
area. Sorry.
When they're active, or when it's just the lagoon pic, kind of like getting the pier in the background.
Yeah. Sorry. Let me rephrase. The area in the front of the water, like where you can like go down the stairs.
Yes. Yes. That's.
And then
spot.
You can get an amazing photo with the Ferris wheel. And
yes.
Toy Story, like everything pretty much.
You could also get that framing of that environment from the bridge that leads into the pier itself.
Yep.
But that I actually like your spot a little better. It's a good spot. And also, if the show is active, like at the very end of the show, it actually has the words World of Color projected onto the lagoon, like in the mist screen. And it's a fantastic photo.
Yeah, anywhere there, I think, would be sick.
I respect this. I respect this one. I mean, I had this in my top 10.
Nice.
Yeah. Byron, what do you got here?
I'm doing the Radiator Springs big rock work. Like, not on the ride, but...
off to the side?
Yeah, off to the side.
Ooh,
almost like if
yeah.
you're walking toward the...
the wharf?
Yeah, the wharf.
Yes, that is a good spot. Also, a delicious beer cart nearby. You could get yourself a nice cold one before you take this pic. Get camera ready, if you know what I mean.
That's a really good spot.
It is a good spot. Also very confusing for people there that there's a fast pass distribution center there now, and it kind of looks
they look like a concession. They're like,
yeah, they look like concession stands.
Like,
yes.
I get like a soda, or it looks like a closed soda stand.
I've seen so many people go over there thinking they're going to get an ice cold Sprite, and they're just like, "No, we're handing out tickets." To what? The ride. Oh, all right. It's a good spot as well. I respect that. Nighttime or daytime?
Both.
Nighttime, the rock work is more impressive.
Both, I think, would
but
be
But you're probably getting a better photo during the daytime. Both, though. But, yeah,
you can't go wrong. I'm actually pretty torn.
Like, without you in it, nighttime. With you in it, daytime.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good assessment.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get that exposure right for both you and the rocks.
And when most days are sunny, it just looks like a great photo. It's just tons of happiness emulating from it.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
Especially if you could get the car in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, when they...
Yeah, when they're going up and down those little what do you call that? Like, up and downs? Wasn't that a great description there? You know, when they're going up and down those, like, up and downs? What is that called?
The bunny hills?
The whipsy doodles?
Whipsy doodles?
Yeah, the bunny hills. There you go. That's a better description of that. Yeah, it's a good photo. Let's see. What shall I make my honorable mention here? All right. I'm going to go with King Arthur's Carousel. Specifically right in front of the sword and the stone. This is an excellent photo, whether you want to pose in front of the carousel or whether you want to pretend that you're taking the sword out of the stone. And here's a little bonus. I also throw in the idea, and this actually might be a superior photo, you could take a photo of each other on the actual carousel, which is a fantastic photo. I have many photos of me as a child with my mom sitting on her lap on this carousel, and they're great photos every single time. So if you have a kid, amazing. If you're with your friends or pals, have them take a picture of you. Guaranteed over 100 likes or your money back on Instagram. It's a fantastic photo. It's out of the box and very visually interesting.
And it's the most nostalgic for me, actually. I'm really glad you mentioned it.
Oh, thank you. That's what I'm here for.
I, like, almost cried because I was like, wait, that's, like, what I remember childhood photos on.
It's a great child picture because it's one of the few rides that you could have your child on your lap on. Yeah. And they're riding a little horsey. Also, here's another bonus. Right next door, you could take another great photo of you on Dumbo. Give the photo to one of the parents in front. Have it you behind them. And then they take an on-ride photo of you on Dumbo. Also great. I think the carousel is better because of the lights. But good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's... You know what? I'm just going
to... I think every kid does have to get a photo on that carousel.
It's great. It's also great for adults. Or if you want to pose in front of it. I think I have a photo of me in front of it.
Can I mention one fun thing about...
Yeah.
Walt and Mickey, that statue?
Oh, yeah.
When I was little, I was, like, an idiot, obviously. So yeah. If I ever brought someone, like, a friend who's never been in Disneyland, I always show them, Mickey's nose.
You're talking about the penis.
Yes.
The penis thing, right?
That's, like, the photo op that you just love to do.
That's true. There is an angle where if you look at that statue, it looks like Walt's dong is out. And
I have taken a photo of it.
And I've taken a photo of it as well. It's not something I'm proud of. But it is something you have to do because it's very funny.
Is this something that you found out like online or something first, or did you recognize it yourself?
Oh no, I did not recognize this organically. If I did, I would have laughed really hard. Probably.
I did.
And, no way.
For a few weeks, I thought like, wow, is like anyone else seeing this? I didn't want to say anything, and then I started like when I looked it up, it was like a thing. But there's like a brief instance where I'm like, am I like the only one like thinking this is what it is?
You're like little Byron and you're like.
I wasn't that little, luckily. I was like, I don't know. It was a while ago, but I wasn't that young. Yeah.
It's a marvel. I mean, unlike Hidden Mickey's, it's the one hidden penis in the entire park. Oh, actually, unless you count the Pixar Pier logo, which does look a lot like a penis. I think they actually changed it. There was like a snafu online where they were like, hey, we got to change this art. Looks a lot like a wiener.
Nice.
Anyways, I'm just going to, before we get into dishonorable mentions here, because this is such a fun thing to talk about, and it also is kind of like a great way to give advice for people for photo spots, I'm just going to do a quick speed round here of just like naming off the remainders on my list. We don't have to talk about them, but just like just some good spots here. The teacups is a great spot.
Yeah.
Route 66, staring down the barrel of that, also a great spot with the rock work in the background. The floral wall entrance of the park under the train station when you first walk through the turnstiles, another great spot there. Usually photo pass people. We already talked about Dumbo. Blue Bayou, sitting and having that as a backdrop. Also a very fun part where you can actually get a photo of you in the Pirates of the Caribbean environment. The Small World wall, very Instagrammable, especially during the holidays. And I believe that's the ones that I thought needed to be mentioned.
Ooh. Wow, Ryan, great to know you had some backups.
Oh yeah, I'm here for the people. All right.
Ooh, this is a good one. Can I mention two?
Oh yeah, let's see. Yeah.
Okay, so one is the blue wall at California Adventures. I don't know
You
guys know about that? There was like an actual Instagram account for it, where people just found like a blue wall near, like tucked away near Muppet Vision and shit.
Yeah.
Like over there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, people just kept using that wall, and I was like, oh, that's like so smart. And
people like walls that are a solid color. There's a wall in Hollywood, or in LA rather, in West Hollywood in particular.
That fucking...
There's a giant pink wall that I see at least three idiots standing in front of a day posing. And I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. It's a wall.
Yeah.
But you know what?
With food, though, at that blue wall, it's pretty cool. Like, if you have, like, a Mickey-shaped thing that you want no distractions. Like, I've seen a lot of foodie pics.
Oh, I see.
There.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
And my other one is any construction wall is fun sometimes. I like laughing at the construction walls.
You take pictures in front of construction walls?
Dude, they're funny. Some of them are actually really cute.
Oh, man.
Like, a lot of puns and, like, a lot of cute characters.
I guess that's true. Pardon our dust.
Check it out, the ruined magic.
Yeah.
They're always saying pardon the pixie dust.
Yeah, pardon our pixie dust. That's kind of fun.
It's cute.
Also, it makes me think anytime you have a delicious food, that's a good photo op. Especially if you get one in front of the tiki room, that's a good photo op as well. We're holding a Dole Whip. I mean, because that thing's a showstopper.
Yeah.
Obviously, any photo by a popcorn car is fantastic, but we already knew that. I'm trying to think of any other photo ops that are great.
I mean, everyone's got to do the Millennium Falcon now.
Oh, yeah. The Millennium Falcon inside it, that honestly maybe even warrants consideration in the main list just because it's so breathtaking to be inside the actual Falcon if you're a huge Star Wars fan, which I am. That is a good one. But anyways, let's move on to dishonorable mentions here. I'm very curious what this one is because there's like, I'm wondering what you guys factored into making something a dishonorable mention. Amanda, what do you got?
Mine is the, What did I put?
I could read it off.
Oh,
you
yeah. I forgot. But I Animation Academy. The character quiz. I fucking hate that thing, never gets me right.
So this seems to be more an issue with the actual software itself and not really...
The technology is trash.
The algorithm doesn't give you the character you want.
Nope.
Does
I
it,
don't appreciate it.
But those are maybe answer the questions differently and you'll get a better character.
Wait a second, though. If my memory is right, when they reveal what character you are, they don't have like your picture on screen side by side. They make your face turn into the character, which I guess then would make it a shitty photo op because you can't get the side by side.
That I didn't even think about that, but that's true. I'm just talking about literally the
you never
angle.
Look good in that photo either.
You never look good in it.
That's true.
And
you
no
don't.
Matter where you look, even if I see the camera, for some reason it's still a shit photo.
Like blotchy. Animation Academy like is like falling apart, I feel like. When it first opened, it used to be able to do all that stuff, and now I don't know if they even have
it. Oh, right. They closed off a lot of it. Or
that's
they
true.
Did. I don't know.
Then they closed off a lot of it for a while for like a character meet and greet. It was probably like Frozen.
Oh my god, yeah, it's trash.
What a shame, because that place was clearly booming.
Hey, I like chilling in there.
Yeah, I mean, I like sitting in there when I need air conditioning, and I listen to some film scores.
And I like
scores.
All the I like all the highlights.
Yeah,
of the
with the film scores.
There.
It's great. But, you know, not a crowd pleaser.
You didn't want to learn to draw or whatever the Disney characters?
No, yeah, that was a very niche thing they were trying to appeal to. They're like, hey, you could animate yourself. And everyone's like, yeah, cool. I just wanted to get on some rides. I don't know if I wanted to go to animation class. Anyways, where's your dishonorable mention, Byron?
I'm actually going with the, not World of Color itself, but the World of Color fountain with the backdrop of the Ferris wheel and Incredicoaster.
Interesting. Why is that?
I think it's a little tacky. I don't say it's like bad, but like a lot of times out of the year, like they have the World of Color fountain, like all the World of Color tech basically sticking out of the water,
that's
all
true.
That equipment.
Yeah.
And God, everybody takes this photo now. And all I can think every time it comes up on Instagram with these couples that have it up there, it's just like discount castle.
Yeah. Oh, well, it looks like we have a plane landing directly on us. Sure sounds like it. I think they're about to extract us from Nam right now. Fucking platoon out here. This is crazy.
We got to episode 8. They're like, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Get him out of here.
Bob's in the heli right now. He's coming down in the helo.
Dude, I kind of feel you, though. Even though it's my favorite, personally, because it's the easiest. I think it's because it's just such an easy, good photo. But I'm with
you. What is
you.
That? Is that like a date? Is that like a date 3 photo? And then the castle's like.
Yeah. Yeah. We know we're not.
You start taking your significant other to the castle. You're like, are you sure? Like, I don't know if I want to go that yeah. fast.
I'm not sure if we're castle material yet. We got to take a picture in front of this lagoon and test the waters, so to speak.
Now, when the World of Color fountains are on, different story.
Yeah.
Love it when it's spelled out after the show, too. Even at night in general, at night's not as bad, I guess, but God, if I just don't see, like everybody nowadays is posting it. I don't understand.
I will say that I see a fair amount of ding dongs out there who are posting pictures of this spot when the lagoon is drained.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. That's what I see all
so
the time.
Annoying. Yeah.
What, why, all would, the time. Why do that?
Hideous.
It doesn't make any sense.
At least angle. They're like so shameless.
I don't want to see the fountains. It's dumb. Anyways, my dishonorable mention is, and this is interesting because it doesn't really make a lot of sense, and I'll acknowledge that up front. But Indiana Jones is my dishonorable mention, and here's why. For years, I have thought that when you go under the boulder at Disneyland or in Indiana Jones, that should be a photo. That should be a photo right there. Hell, there's even a flash that happens. The boulder is flashing. They could hide the flash already. And I also think that this is a rare opportunity for a good four-person row photo with Indiana Jones, letterhead and decoration on the photo. This is actually one I would consider buying because I'm such an Indiana Jones fan. And I felt for so long that it's a missed opportunity because they sure have a photo opportunity in Dinosaur in Disney World. When the T-Rex comes to scare you. And that's an excellent photo. Here, having the boulder kind of like in the, like on the top part of the photo with everyone scared they're going to get crushed by it. Can you think of a more fun photo than that? It's a huge missed opportunity. And because of that, it is my dishonorable mention because it's just kind of egregious in my opinion. Am I alone in this? I feel like I'm, am I alone? I feel like, do you agree that this should not be a photo? Or this should be a photo, rather?
Now that you mentioned it, now I'm like, oh. But I like
I
that they kept
it I think about
it
from time to time.
Yeah.
Part of me would love that photo, and, like, I'm just surprised that they didn't do it.
Yeah.
I
guess they don't like money.
Yeah, I just felt like that was easy money for them.
It is easy money.
But maybe you respect them more for it.
I don't, because
but
I want
every
the photo.
Time you do actually see a photo up, it just kind of takes you out of it a little bit. Like, I understand it.
But you wouldn't even know it's happening. Because there's already a flash happening when you go under the boulder.
Yeah. No, it'd be more like if you're exiting the attraction, if it's that, like...
Well, by that point, you're already, like,
aesthetic, but
you've forgotten about the ride at that point, and now you're like, oh, wait a second, now I don't have to forget about it because I see this on-ride photo.
Yeah. No, I always wondered why they didn't... Because
I would be screenshotting that all the time on my phone, and I would have purchased one by now, so I don't know. You know what, Bob? If you are listening to this, please incorporate this into the Indiana Jones adventure. You have time right now. The pandemic has closed the park down. Just put a fucking iPhone, just duct tape it under the boulder and just have this bad boy on a timer all day long. Or get one of those Discovery cameras they use to capture photos of lions shitting in the woods. It's easy. I think I've said my piece here. Anyways, I guess that does it for this episode.
So your dishonorable mention is no...
Is no photo.
No photo at all.
That's exactly. It's the lack of an existence of a photo in what should be... A prime photo spot. It's a juicy photo op. How often do you get the chance to see people when they think they're going to get crushed by a boulder?
You know, the only spot in Indiana Jones that I've seen, like,
yeah.
people do, and probably, like, people like us, is, like, at the exit.
What if they did case study or something where they noticed that everyone kind of hunches over when the boulder comes? That no, you wouldn't be able to see anyone's face in the photo.
What if they did do research and you're actually missing the mark here?
Well, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the research.
And that's why so many people get back problems when they get on this ride.
Yeah. They could hand me those shitty graphs and I'll look at them like Jonathan Swan in that Trump Axios interview. when he's looking at the cases of coronavirus. Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't think they've done that research. I think they got lazy and there were budget cuts, or there was just a lack of imagination, which is funny because the Imagineers have so much imagination. I don't really get it.
You know that Arrow Room?
That's a
really good photo too.
And the Arrow Room, I was just thinking, would be an excellent photo when the wind first knocks someone's toupee off their head. Fantastic. It's good stuff. That's my dishonorable mention. Anyways, I guess that does it for this episode of The Saddest Pod on Earth. You guys have any last thoughts?
No, that was efficient.
I'm going to post some. Hopefully you guys send me that Space Mountain photo.
We can send you that Space Mountain photo. It is an all-timer. In fact, I actually regularly regret not purchasing it on the spot because it is a fantastic photo with something we can't replicate. There was a guy in our photo who was doing a shaka, and we did not tell him to do that. And he's looking like he has the time of our life. He's upstaging us in the photo, honestly.
He's not even trying.
He's just like a guy just fucking living it up. And you love to see it. Anyways, that does it for this. We'll see you next week, hopefully. Follow us on @SaddestPod on Instagram and Twitter.